Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Good eats this weekend in Boston as the 5th Boston Local Food Festival gets underway Sunday on the Rose Kennedy Greenway, showcasing farmers, food trucks, cooking demonstrations, and more. For Bostonians, you can't get more local than Allendale. The Allendale Farm, dating back to the 1700s, is the last remaining commercial farm in either Boston or Brookline, as it straddles the Boston-Brookline border. And John Lee, the general manager of Allendale Farm, has come into the studio this morning to talk to us. Good morning, John. Very good to see you again.
Good morning.
You've witnessed an explosion of interest in the local food movement over the past few years. What are some of the biggest changes that you've seen?
I think the biggest change is the variety of food that people are willing to test, try, and at this point expect. When I started at Allendale about 30 years ago, you could only expect to sell about 3 varieties of lettuce, and the iceberg and the romaine had to be wrapped. Carrots and beets, nobody could sell beets with tops on. Carrots had to be in a cello bag. Now nobody wants cello anything. They want their carrots with the tops on, even if they don't want to take the tops home. But they want to see things the way they come out of the ground. And it's very exciting. I mean, now we grow and sell probably 10 different varieties of lettuce, and we can't keep them in stock.
What's the most unusual thing you sell that surprises you?
Okra.
Okra?
Yes.
Does that mean there's a lot of gumbo being made and sold in the Boston area?
I don't know. I don't think so. I try to find something, one or two crops new every year to try, and I was surprised, very surprised, I must say, at who was excited about our okra. But we grow ginger, we grow artichokes, we try to grow different things every year and to try to expand on, you know, what's available locally.
What do you think is driving this shift in pattern?
I think that part of the shift is driven by restaurants who have made themselves and producers more a part of the food conversation. And I think that's helped expand people's interest in not only in food, but where their food comes from. I think that the Boston chefs have been exemplary in touting local farmers and food, and people tend to want to model themselves on what's on their tables. So after they see it in a restaurant or taste it, they go looking for it at the local farms.
As we know, quite a few farms have disappeared from the Massachusetts landscape over the last century. I take it that you think this has kept at least some farms still in operation, alive and thriving.
I think it's created new markets for farms. I think that over the last 30 years, the average size of Massachusetts farms has shrunk. There are more farms than there were 30 years ago, but the average size is significantly diminished. There are more 5-acre farms than there are 100-acre farms.
And they're probably growing a lot more diverse crops, too.
Oh, much more diverse crops, yeah.
So finally, let me ask, what are you growing that's unusual right now that you really want people to try?
Artichokes. We've grown artichokes over the years, and we've had really very good luck with them. Artichokes are really fun because they're also a fabulously handsome plant, and we want them to not only grow them for the choke, but we also want them to grow them to put in their gardens because it's a tremendously handsome ornamental.
A lot of people like them, but a lot of people don't like artichokes.
Well, enough people like them to make it worth the trouble.
John Lee, general manager of Allendale Farm in Boston and Brookline, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
John Lee will be speaking at the Boston Local Food Festival this Sunday on the Rose Kennedy Greenway.